They say heavy is the head that wears the crown. That with the ability to influence comes a burden, a worry not felt by the masses. That power, like anything, has its costs. And I don't disagree. But I can't help wondering what value lies in the alternative. See, today is my empire. Each action my subject, I rule this kingdom with an iron fist because it is mine. Because I will not let my life be dictated by foreign aggressors. I am king, not because of the crown on my head, but because of the life that I lead. Because when you govern your own beliefs and expectations, you bow to no man. My thoughts are loyal. My decisions comprise the greatest army this world has ever seen. And unless I say otherwise, it will conquer to the ends of the earth. My world is simple. Rule or be ruled. Do or wish, act or hope. It's always easier to be the subject, to be directed, to take orders, to complain about the decisions made up the chain of command. But easy will never change your life, will it? Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Because to have control is to take on risk. It's dangerous, it's vulnerable. But you'd be hard-pressed to find another soul who didn't want to be king or queen, who didn't envy the crown. It wasn't a matter of desire, it was a matter of courage. And when it came down to it, when things gravitated outside of their comfort zone, they simply cowered. Everyone has a crown at their feet. Everyone. The question is, will you pick it up? No decision is more consequential than the decision to take control, to rule over your life. The universe does not control you, it empowers you. Too many people complain about being locked inside a room of limitation when they have a key in one hand and a map in the other. No one can make you take the first step. No one can push you out the door. Potential is never guaranteed to materialize. Royalty must decide to rule, to differentiate themselves from everything else, from the excuses, the difficulty, and the odds. Reign over your life. Conquer the unconquerable. Be brave enough to wear that crown. The possibilities always outweigh the risk. Some build, others tear down. Some take risks, others critique the risk takers. Some pursue the infinite, others settle for a life of limitation. Some make change, others complain that things are no longer the same. Some help people grow, others think that your loss is their gain. Some learn from misfortune, others become held down by it. Some turn fear into opportunity, others avoid the unknown. Some never stop learning, others think they have all the answers. Some do, others talk. Some give, others take. Some live, others wish. Some see an opportunity, others see an obligation. Some work toward the possibility of excellence, others run from the possibility of defeat. Some fall and get back up. Others stay where they are so that they never have to worry about leaving their feet. Some embrace the elements. Others take shelter. Some search, seek, and discover. Others wait to be told. Some perform. Others watch. Some persist. Others stop. Some make the most of every single day. And others watch those very same days go by. So which one are you? What will you create with the pieces presented to you? Not tomorrow or the next day, but right now and every second moving forward. Will you build or tear down, take the easy road or the road less traveled? When all is said and done and you've come to the end of your story, what will it say? Be loved or be hated, but never simply tolerated. In life, you can live to chase opportunity, or you can live to avoid failure. And there are two very different things. Rather than pursue, we often avoid. We avoid failure. We avoid criticism. We don't want to ruffle feathers or disrupt. No.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
We choose to simply exist. Never condemned, but never extraordinary. Just tolerated. And it's an interesting dilemma. Because the best things exist on the extremes, life's fringes. That's where you find your accolades, your accomplishments. That's what we celebrate. It's where you need to be. And you get there not by worrying about what everyone around you thinks, but by taking your strength, your unique self, holding on and pressing the pedal to the floor, going all in. And yeah, that means suddenly, my friend, you are exposed. You are vulnerable. You are now out there. It means those who don't have the courage to chase their dreams, they will find you threatening and they will let you know. But it also means that the shackles are off. The door is open, the light is green, and you can build from the ground up. You can build the life you want. The finish line has now become more visible than the prospect of falling along the way, and you've granted yourself permission to run through it. Sure, some will love you for these accomplishments, some will hate you for these accomplishments, but let me reiterate the word accomplishment. Because when you live to be invisible, it's a term that rarely presents itself, I promise. Life, it rewards the bold. Those who are bold in their beliefs, bold in their actions, their dreams, and their pursuits. They are not for anyone but you. And years later, when you look in the mirror, you'll know that you gave every single thing you had to a life that meant something to you. Loved, yes. Hated, sure. But merely tolerated, no.
What does it mean to give 100% effort on something? Is it possible to say with absolute certainty that you couldn't have done better? How do you know that you couldn't have run 1 second faster, done one more rep, scored 1 point higher? How do you know that there wasn't more in you to give? In terms of human potential, there's no such thing as a limit. It's a fabricated, completely negative, debilitating idea. So why? Why in a million years would you put obstacles in front of yourself that aren't there? In reality, you can always be one step better, one step further than you are now. That's a fact. And simply knowing that knocks down walls. It opens doors for you to make moves, to progress. Warren Buffett has a great quote on maximizing effort. He's speaking from a business standpoint, and he says the one thing that is absolutely sure to kill a business is complacency. Being comfortable with where you are, thinking that your current effort is sufficient, that it's enough. It isn't. And if you get comfortable, someone willing to pay a steeper price will come along and take what's yours. And there is always someone working hard to do just that. When you think about your dreams, what you're striving toward, I'm sure you have some plan, some routine day in, day out to get there, to make it happen. Maybe you're moving forward, maybe you're in a rough spot. But regardless of your situation, there are positively untapped opportunities to move quicker, to be better. And these opportunities, they just sit there, and they'll sit there for an eternity if you don't recognize them and utilize them. I'll use the example of an athlete. When you break it down, an athlete's work is comprised of physical training, you have the mental component, their diet. And to say you want to be the best is one thing, but if you can't strip down your goal into these simple components and ask yourself, how can I be a little better in each area? You won't grow to the level you're capable of. You won't be the elite athlete. You're missing the key ingredients to success. Even sitting on the couch watching TV, it's a normal thing. We all do it. You unwind, you relax for a few minutes. But think about taking that half hour and reallocating it. And instead sending 3 emails to people, who have been successful in your field, whether you know them or not. Who have done what you're trying to do. See if you can connect, have a valuable conversation. Maybe it results in nothing. Maybe it creates a relationship that changes your life. Who knows? But I can tell you for damn sure that the TV will not do that. And this is an arbitrary example, but I think it's an important one because it shows that if you truly want something, you'll use every opportunity to get better, even the little ones, because every second is a game changer. Always be asking yourself, what can you be doing differently? What can you be doing better? Never be content with where you are. Be analytical. Be searching for the next step, because there is always a next step. And realizing this is just the beginning.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.